I think the hardest part of drama school was actually getting into it. The audition process took forever. First of all, we had to perform two scenes from plays, one modern, one Shakespeare. Then we got called back to do the scenes again. I was supposed to prepare a song as well, but they forgot to let me know. So I just sang the first song that came into my head. Can't even remember what it was. After that, there was a workshop for a day where they made us work on new scenes from plays and do movement and voice classes. After all of that, I felt really lucky to get selected. There's no doubt the training was very thorough. I mean, we did everything. The usual voice and movement classes, but also specialised things, like learning how to pretend to fight on stage. I really enjoyed those classes. The tutors were all very different. Some were really strict and tough. For example, we had a movement teacher, and in her class we weren't allowed to talk or use our voices in any way. That was really difficult. But our voice teacher was really relaxed. She was cool. During my second year, I went through a bit of a difficult time because I wasn't sure if acting was what I really wanted to do. I mean, drama school is a huge sacrifice. The training sort of swallowed my life. Like, I lived it every single moment of the day. I kind of felt like I wasn't having what you'd call a normal life for a 20-year-old. The school was really flexible about this, and they let me take a couple of weeks off to make up my mind. I decided to keep going, and I'm glad that I did. I graduated last year, and I've got an agent, and I've just got a small part in a production at the Royal Shakespeare Company. So I guess you could say I'm on my way.
I got into a football academy when I was 11 years old. I was playing at my local club and a scout from a professional club saw me and invited me to play in a trial match. I was really excited about this. My parents had their doubts. They were worried about me not having a normal childhood, but they could see this was a pretty unique opportunity, so they let me do it. Dad was really pleased about one thing. We were allowed to see all the club games for free. But I don't think any of us really understood just how difficult a commitment it would be. Mum and Dad were more or less forced to act as my chauffeurs, and they had to drive me to practice three times a week and then to a match every Sunday. I had to do this and keep up with my school homework at the same time, and that meant I often wasn't allowed to go out and play with my friends when I wanted to. Still, in the academy, we had the best coaches, and there's no doubt that my playing got so much better. We also used to watch videos of matches all the time and analyse the strategy of the different players. I enjoyed this a whole lot more than I thought I would. In fact, one of the coaches once told me that this was one of the reasons why I stood out from some of the other boys in the academy. It's a really competitive environment, and at the end of every year, there were some boys who were forced to give it all up because they didn't get invited back for the following year. I had one mate, Jack. We started at the same time, but when we turned 16 and it became possible for some of us to earn a salary, Jack wasn't selected. And it was like the previous 5 years were all for nothing. And he was like my best mate and I really missed him. I did get selected though, and now I've got a full professional contract, so things are pretty good. Did I have a normal childhood? No, probably not. I kind of regret that, but then I've been given an opportunity, haven't I? I guess you can't have it both ways.